Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Meeting somebody while you're working. It's not easy, but it does happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Why do you think Brooke's not allowed to be out with our radio promo team anymore?
I'd like to argue against that, but I get the man.
Too much team bonding at the Meghan Trainor concert.
Way too much.
For you, Brooke?
It's just all about that bass.
Today, one of our listeners says he met a woman while he was on the clock. His name is Dylan. Hey, Dylan, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you're not one of the kids in promo, are you? No?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Legally would have to.
Yeah. Not allowed to answer.
What kind of work do you do, Dylan?
I'm a delivery driver for one of those apps.
You're a busy guy.
Oh, Alexis used to be one of those.
I did.
Okay, so do you drive people around or do you deliver stuff?
I deliver stuff.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So tell us about the person that you met while you were working.
I met this awesome, awesome lady named Gia.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like that name.
How? Set the scene for us.
Okay, so it was really crazy.
You hit her with your car.
Oh, God.
Not that crazy.
Okay.
So near the end of the night, I got an order from a restaurant that I'd never tried before, and I'm there getting it. And what I do sometimes is I get an order, too, from the restaurant because I'm already done. I just deliver the order and then go home and eat my order. Stuff smelled so good.
Okay, so you weren't stealing other people's food like Alexis used to do when she was a delivery
driver. Cheaper out.
Yeah, don't get fries with Alexis.
I've never technically stolen, but somebody doesn't get their food, it's mine.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, but this time it was legit. You bought your
own. This is complete legit. So I open the door to this apartment, and it's this knockout. She's so beautiful. And, I got really nervous. And she was washing some laundry, and she's like, hey, sorry, can you just come in and put it on the table here for me?
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wait, hold up.
Oh, I've seen this movie before.
That's right? That's very trusting of her to invite you into her apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. So I went in and dropped it on the table, and I noticed she had the exact same placemats as I did when I was a kid growing up. They're like my mom's exact same placemats. Okay. So I just commented. I was like, you know what? That's crazy that you have the same placemats that I had when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. She starts laughing. She says, I think I got them at a garage sale. So maybe they were my old placemats. I don't know. We were just joking around.
How long were you hanging out inside?
Yeah, right? I didn't know I had that much game.
These bed sheets are the same thread count as the bed sheets that I had when I was a kid.
And that's when you realize she robbed your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's hilarious. So we talked, and we're hanging out and chatting and everything, and then I realized, I'm working. I need to get out of here. So I left, and I walked down the hall. Just, I was all, excited, and I remember I gave her my food, too.
Oh, you left both orders.
So I don't have my food at all. So I go back, and I was like, I'm sorry. I gave you also my food.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, and it looked like it was too much for just me. And then, but she also said that she opened up my food already.
Oh, she's a hungry girl. I like this girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens to me too sometimes where I'll get an order that something that I didn't put on my list.
Yeah.
And I never give it back. I'm just I'm going to eat this too.
Well, I always also open everything because I want
to
see what's what.
Right.
Yeah. You
open
picture
all the
for
boxes.
Yeah.
Totally so understandable.
She'd already started eating your food?
Well, she hadn't started eating it yet. She just opened it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's no big deal. So she just went in and closed it up and gave it to you or what?
Well, that's what I was thinking. But she said she felt bad. And she said, look, if you're not going anywhere right now, it's already opened. Would you like to just sit down and eat here?
Oh, you got it.
This woman is smooth.
Or Dylan is extremely good looking.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
So you and Gia ended up sitting down to dinner inside her place?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. I mean, what was it like? What was the connection like? This is a total stranger.
Did you help her finish her laundry?
I helped her fold a little bit of it.
There you go. That gets the ladies.
Well, hello, panties. Let me fold these up.
But no, seriously, how was dinner? I mean,
it's like I'd known her for years.
Really?
I don't know. It was really crazy. I've never felt.
Are you sure it's not just the fact that you were eating on the same placemats from your childhood that you felt like you knew her?
Could have been that. Could have been that.
Okay.
But you guys had a real connection, you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. And we exchanged numbers, and I think hopefully she calls me back,
So,
okay.
Wait.
So that was the date.
That was the date, huh?
Okay.
And have you reached out to her?
I've texted, and I also called. So, yeah, I haven't heard back.
Well, let me ask. You actually asked for her number, right? You didn't just save it from the delivery order, right?
No. I said I have your number already. Is it okay if I call you or text you? And she said, yeah.
Okay, good. Nice. That's a huge thing. Because if you're just randomly a creeper texting her, it's different.
Yeah. Did she think maybe it was more of a friend thing? Or was there a definite romance there?
See, I'm really bad at gauging that. So, okay. I don't know. I think I get so hopeful that I... all rationale goes out the window. So maybe she just saw it as a friend thing.
I wouldn't invite a random dude into my house to be friends.
Unless he exactly.
It's
right?
A good point.
Exactly.
Unless you're really lonely.
Yeah. I guess.
Keep in mind that the first time I went into her place, she didn't invite me to sit down. It was only the second time, like when I came in. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Strange.
And was there anything that happened inside her apartment after that second time that you can think was kind of weird that might have been a red flag for her?
No, I can't think of anything. No, I mean, it all, to me, everything seemed great.
Was there a hug or anything at the end of the night before you left?
Yeah, there was a hug. I hugged her. It was just like, hey, it was very nice meeting you, you
okay.
know?
Yeah, right. So that's respectful. That's okay.
Like
just like a normal delivery guy hug.
Yeah.
Not a central delivery guy hug.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I give out.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Gia for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Did someone order shrimp fried rice with a side of hot chili romance?
Oh.
Sounds delicious.
It does. I would totally get down on that.
One of our listeners, Dylan, met a woman while he was delivering food to her place. While he was there, he accidentally dropped his own dinner off, too.
Uh-oh.
When he realized the mistake, he had to go back to her door. And she'd already opened his meal, so she invited him inside to enjoy their food together.
Oh.
Well, with this music and the way you're saying it,
yeah,
sounds
like
they
talk like that the whole
time. They didn't hook up or anything.
No, there was no hookups or anything, but they did have a great time and exchanged numbers before he had to leave. But now, she stopped responding to him, and Dylan wants to know why.
I don't think that works.
Yeah. Isn't that right, Dylan?
That is right.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad you're on board, Dylan.
Hot to me. I don't know.
I mean, it's such a cool story. You're right. When you said that you were excited to tell us, like, I understand why. Like, yeah. It's like a meet cute, like something you'd see in the movies almost.
It is a really cute, like, modern way to meet. Like, the delivery driver, and I invited him in.
But she hasn't responded at all, which is also a modern response.
Yeah.
I feel like the movie just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah. It's turning into a tragedy.
As long as it's not a horror film by the end of it, I think we'll be okay.
I mean, do you know she was single?
I didn't help her fold any men's clothes, so.
Oh, that's good.
That's right, because she was doing laundry when you showed up.
Well, she could have a girlfriend, too.
That's true.
We're going to try and turn this baby around from tragedy into romantic comedy.
Okay.
No. Oh, I like that. All
right. Mm-hmm.
With me in it, it's definitely going to be funny.
All right. All right, Dylan. Well, I'm ready to call Gia if you're ready to do this.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Dialing her number now.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Gia.
Yeah, this is Gia.
Hey, Gia. How you doing? My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
Yeah.
My name is Jeff. I work on a morning radio show, and somebody said that my food order accidentally got dropped off at your apartment.
Can I come in?
Did you get any food recently?
Yeah.
No, that part's a joke.
Yeah, he's kidding.
Yeah, I'm obviously really good with comedy and humor.
Yeah.
Don't let Jeff in your
this
house.
This is a radio?
Yeah, we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing something called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you email us and we'll call the person for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And so you met someone recently. You didn't really go out on an actual date with them, but they had a nice time with you after they delivered food to your apartment.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Okay.
Talking about Dylan here.
I'm glad. I'm glad it doesn't happen to every driver that comes over. You don't invite all of them in, do you?
No.
Good. Okay.
So We have to know because, I mean, that is such a crazy move to invite the delivery driver in to, like, eat dinner with you. Oh, yeah. Is he just super hot? Because we've only talked to him. We haven't seen any pictures.
He's nice. I just felt bad. But also, like, I invited him in because I had opened his food, you know? And I was like, I felt bad about it.
It's interesting she's avoiding your question.
Yeah. Well, she didn't avoid it. She said he's nice, and she felt bad for him. So
girls call me nice, so you know what that means.
So you didn't think of your hangout with Dylan as having any sort of romantic potential?
Not at first. I mean, he's a really handsome guy, and we had a great conversation. And
Dylan told us about everything that happened on your date, and he... just like you were saying, said that you guys had a great time together. He felt like there was more of a romantic connection that needed to be explored. Did you feel any of that?
Yes.
Okay.
You did.
I'm trying to find
The details. What are you doing? Are you just playing hard to get? Is that why you haven't answered his calls? Because he said he called you and texted you.
I mean, if he had asked me a week ago, I would have definitely gone out with him.
What happened in a week?
That feels like there's an ex. Is there an ex back in the picture or something?
No, this is going to sound really weird and random, but I'm dating my Uber driver.
What? This is a joke.
Are you serious?
No way.
A different delivery
You're playing
guy.
Us.
No, I'm just like a friendly person, and I meet these people, and they're really nice, and I talk to them, and like... he got to me first, and I'm kind of a little bit in a relationship, kind of.
You're seriously dating another guy who's an Uber driver?
Well, Dylan's not an Uber driver. He's a food delivery guy.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're pretty similar.
Uber Eats, you know, they're totally different.
Oh, so what did drop you off by accident twice? I mean, what was the mistake?
She has a type. Obviously.
Yeah, I need to ride with you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're off the market now?
Yeah, we're kind of dating, so I just felt a little bit weird, even though I liked Dylan, he's really nice, but I feel like I'm involved, so I don't want to hurt the other guy.
Whoa.
Wow. What? Okay, so you're just...
I have never had, I mean, not to diss on any of my delivery or rideshare people, but I am never in the car with anyone attractive, or that I find attractive. Do you know what I mean?
Well, in her defense, I talk to everyone. The Uber drivers, the delivery drivers. So I can see why you could, like, meet a lot of people.
I've had hot delivery drivers. Like, I'll change before they come to the door. I'm like, quick.
How do you know? How do you know? You just look at their little profile
the window.
And you're like, oh, my God, he's got a tank top on. Yeah. This guy's hot.
Wow, you guys are really focused on looks.
Yeah, we're shallow.
Yeah, we're a pretty shallow show.
This is upsetting.
Yeah.
Well, I think you need to say what you need to say.
I need to tell you at this point, Gia, that Dylan's been on the other line listening, and he just heard what you said.
It's okay. It's nothing against Dylan.
I know, but I feel bad now.
Man.
Dylan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, how you doing,
hey, man.
Bro.
Beat by the Uber driver.
Yeah. Shoot. Well, I got to say that the way that she's handling all this makes me like her even more.
Oh, he's so cute. Are you sure the Uber dude is this cute?
I mean, I don't want to hurt this guy's feelings, so I can't really get into anything else right now.
Okay.
Listen, I know the first week's super exciting. You got the butterflies and everything, but I have so much more to offer than an Uber driver.
Aww.
I mean, I know that I just deliver food. But I also, like, you know, I write screenplays. I do a bunch of different stuff. This was just like a pandemic job that stuck.
I would stick with you delivering the food. That would win me over. Do you get discounts on your food deliveries?
That's like 10%.
Hey, that's something. Hey. That's something there.
Dylan, you're so sweet, and I appreciate you saying that. But there's a lot of perks to dating an Uber driver as well. Like, I can go anywhere I want basically for free because he'll just show up because I'm his priority.
That is a big plus.
Okay, you guys, that's what you do if you're in a relationship somewhere, is you drive somewhere for free without charging
You charge. You charge until it's official.
Plus, you can't rate them.
A lot of men make you pay for rides. You'd be surprised.
Not to mention, I get free complimentary waters all the time.
Oh.
Wow.
Water. I can get you water. I can get you lemonade. I can get you Diet Coke Zero.
Oh, wow.
That's a good point.
Dude, he could probably get you a Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
And he can get it there before the ice melts, even.
We'll see what happens. And if it turns out that this guy is not the best, then I will reach out to you.
Oh, man. Who's going to come out on top here? Is it going to be the Uber driver or the food delivery driver?
Man.
Who's going to win over Gia's heart?
Dude, the gig economy is getting intense. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I will make a point. Uber drivers can drive at any time of the day. Mm, delivery, man. It's tough at 2 a.m. to pick up orders. So I think Uber drivers got more hours.
Well, I always need to ask this. Gia, we'd like to offer to send you on another date with Dylan.
Oh, a delivery date.
No. A normal date, and we will pay for it. Sounds like you guys had a great time together, and maybe there's more that you guys can do.
Listen, I have to try it out with my Uber driver first, just to see how it goes with him, because he deserves that kind of respect.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what? Respect the driver.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not ruling it out. I'm definitely not ruling it out.
Okay. Oh, she's so nice.
So there's a chance. If it's okay with you guys, we're going to just follow up to see what happens here. If Gia, if you end up sticking with your Uber guy, or if maybe you find a better thing with Dylan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if Dylan forgets the chopsticks.
Yeah.
And maybe give him a bad review. We want to know.
Hey, that reminds me. Will you rate us 5 stars, please? When
Absolutely not. You guys didn't help me at all.
Service.
All right, well, 2-star rating, I guess.
There you go.
I got to tell you, if I get an order delivered to your apartment, I mean, anywhere on your block, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Oh, wow.
Here's your fried rice with a side of tears.
Yeah. Never turn it on the main street again.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.